Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks are down 1-0 to Vegas and have to find a way to knot up this series. And a great way for the Hawks to achieve that is for everybody in a Chicago sweater to bring more, a lot more, more determination, more courage, more of a willingness to battle, and more desperation into game number two. The Hawks can ill afford to let their hole get any deeper, so it's got to happen, and it's got to happen right now. All for one. So let's see what the Blackhawks can do. Game two is set to begin. Arm in the air by the referee. The drop of the puck. This one's underway, and the Golden Knights control. Inside the Hawks zone, behind the net, the puck taken and centered in front to Stastny. He shoots and scores.
Right on cue. Good start until that goal. Good hard work by Vegas in behind the net, and then just a play out into the crease area. This second line, so-called second line for Vegas, has done some damage. Riley Smith and Marchessault are going to pick up assists on this play, and Stastny just beats everybody to the front of the net. Connor Murphy, Kirby Dach, both in behind the net. Nobody watching Stastny in front. It's a bang-bang play. Not much Corey Crawford can do in this situation. Got to have some help from the guys in front of the net. Stastny picks up his first point of the postseason.
Here's Noshek with a shot from the right circle. He scores. 2-0 in favor of the Golden Knights. And the very thing Troy was talking about, passing up the opportunities, if that isn't a stark example on the difference in play between the two teams, Vegas is a very deliberate team. They just come at you. No hesitation in their game. The Hawks were looking for that quality shot and never got it. Dach through center ice over the Vegas line to Kane, right side to DeHaan, high slot. Shoots once and then twice. They score! A follow-up shot by Kirby Dach. He picks up his first Stanley Cup playoff goal. And the Hawks are on the board, trailing Vegas 2-1. To Stevenson over the Hawk line, left wing to Stone, right circle, sent it toward the net. Crawford down to the butterfly, stopped it. Here's Stone behind the net, brought it out with a backhanded wraparound, and Crawford down with a butterfly save. We'll deny that effort from Mark Stone. Got it to Crawford, and he'll pass to Kubalik, right wing side, then ahead to Taze at center ice. Put it in over the Vegas line, Kane to Kubalik, high slot, he shoots and scores! Dominic Kubalik let it rip from the high slot, and this beats Leonard. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks have tied it at two. And Dominic Kubalik continues to be a leader among NHL rookies in playoff points. Golden Knights get it back. Martinez from the right wing circle shoots. Save made by Crawford. The rebound. Stone shoots and scores. Mark Stone was standing just to the left of the Hawk net, and as that shot came through, Crawford did make the initial save. But Stone was there to clean up the rebound, and Vegas is back on top at 3-2. Here's a backdoor pass now from Kane to Strome. He shoots and scores. Dylan Strome's second goal of these playoffs, and timely for sure, happened near the end of the second period. Strome initiated the rush to center ice, dropped it to DeBrincat, over to Kane in the right circle, and Kane fed it through the goal mouth. There was Strome on the backside to slap it behind Leonard. We're tied at three. Taves grabs the puck behind the Hawk net, shot it ahead for Kubalik at center ice. He lost it to McNabb at the Vegas line. Put it into the Hawk zone along the left wing boards. Cousins in. They sent it in front. Riley Smith shoots and scores. It's Stastny from the left wing corner, shoveling the puck to Riley Smith, who was encamped at the top of the Hawk crease. And he chips it by Corey Crawford. The Golden Knights win in overtime 4-3. And for the Vegas Golden Knights, they now take a 2-0 lead in this best of 7 series.